All right. Welcome, everyone. Thank you all for coming. Right. So, what illuminating discussion shall we engage in today? Are you all satisfied with the way your life is? Satisfied?
Future.
For the future, not for now.
Well, the direction I'm heading.
What direction is that? North, south, east, west?
Towards Krishna consciousness.
Towards Krishna consciousness. That's always interesting. I hope to go there one day myself. Anyone else? You look like you just finished your teenage years, are you? Now you're in your 20s and things are slowing down. Are you satisfied with the way things are?
Partially.
Partially?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. What part satisfies you?
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, involvement with Krishna consciousness.
Oh. And what part doesn't satisfy? The past.
No, the past that are not in the
Oh. Oh. Well, all that can be dealt with if you desire by proper technique. You know what I'm going to say. And you?
No, I'm not particularly satisfied at all. There's
a negative, there's an optimism about it. Material happiness.
Actually, there's been plenty of room for improvement.
There's big room for improvement.
What's that?
You said there's a big room for improvement?
Yeah.
What makes you say that?
I think I'm pretty much controlled by fear and lust, if you like.
Put it on. Fear and lust. That's very uncommon. When did you come to these conclusions? How old were you when you came to those conclusions?
Last year or so.
How old were you then?
About 22.
22. And you decided that what, all your so-called independence was really just illusory or something?
Yeah, exactly.
Tell us, how did you come to that conclusion?
Not that I've reading the Bhagavad Gita.
That book.
That helps.
Did you have anything better to do than read that?
I probably work for agencies.
Yeah. You're at university or gainfully employed or something?
The university.
And you still read Bhagavad Gita?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Well, I wasn't going to any religions.
Your claim of material achievement was flickering.
Yeah.
So now you finished school?
Different school.
Different school. So, why would you feel that you're shackled by fear and lust? Shouldn't you feel at the age of 22 that the whole world awaits you, there's so much opportunity?
I know, I just see that as things about motivation for almost everything I do when I look at it very closely.
Fear and lust.
Yeah. Well, for a lot of them, I just...
Can you give an example? What would you be afraid of at 22, the peak of your youth?
I don't know, I eat too much, sleep too much, sometimes smoke and drink.
You can live because you want to. You can live because you want to, right?
Yeah, I know, but it's an absolute nuisance.
Well, why are you afraid of it?
I'm not afraid of that, it's just
What are you afraid of?
And it's stupid old things like that. So.
Long silences?
All right.
Because in long silences you can't run away from yourself.
Yeah,
scary dealing with yourself. You don't know who you are. What's going on? There's this creature known as yourself. So there's lots of noise around you and lots of other people around you. You kind of just blend in and hide from yourself.
Yeah. That's easy, yeah.
It's one of those long silences. Then you start thinking about yourself. And I always wondered about that. That's why many people in their homes, they always leave a radio on or a TV on even if they're not watching. Mm-hmm. Anyone here? Good day? Mm-hmm. Kind of makes you feel that, you know, someone's home. Someone's there. Even though you're in a completely different room in your house, you leave the TV on, leave the radio on. So that's a good point you're making. The fear of dealing with yourself. Well, you probably remember from Bhagavad Gita, there's a verse in the fourth chapter where Krishna speaks about fear, attachment, and anger. In Sanskrit, the verse says, Vitarada Vaya Krodha Manmana Manipashita Bahavo Jnana Tapasa Bhutam. But the point is, Krishna is giving you reassurance that many persons, through knowledge and austerity, have conquered over attachment, fear, and anger. They've become purified. And in this way, they've attained Krishna. Now, part of fear is not simply what will happen tomorrow, what problems will tomorrow bring. We're also afraid of our own identity. That's what I think you're getting at. Many people, when they tire of material life, they look for an impersonal spiritual solution. Because they're afraid of being persons. They're afraid of having lasting individuality. Now in Krishna consciousness, you find out that you're eternally an individual. As Krishna says in the second chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, Tvaivaham jati nasam prathamnevi janam. Never was there a time when you were not an individual, and never will there be a time when you're not an individual. So, if that's so, it would seem that you might as well start to get used to yourself and deal with yourself, since you're always going to be around in one form or another. But many people are afraid of having an eternal spiritual identity. You'd be surprised. Most people don't like themselves. You know what I mean? Most people actually don't like themselves. So they hide from the actual self-hate that they have by drinking, by abusing themselves, by putting themselves in all sorts of atrocious situations. They don't care. Big deal, what the heck? Because they actually don't like themselves. And so, when you find out that you have a lasting spiritual identity, a lot of persons run from that. They would much rather hear that there is an impersonal spiritual solution in which we give up our individuality like drops of water entering the ocean, we just merge. It is us, we are it. No desires, no personality. You become one with the whatever. So, it's a very good point you raised about being fearful of having a spiritual identity. So yes, in the long periods of silence, you realize you exist and you have to deal with yourself. Most people don't get as far as you have in their analysis of fear. Most people are afraid of losing their money, losing their friends, losing their image. But very good. You realize that, that there is fear of your own self. What is this entity? What am I supposed to do with it? Very good. And then the other thing you mentioned is lust. Why is that a problem? You just finished, you're still going to university or some school or something, right?
Yeah. I'm doing shape school now. Shape school since
then. Yes. So, as you know, no matter what school you go to, Polytech University or some trade school, the main activity often is socializing.
Yeah.
Yeah? So they have girl chef students too? So, why would a young man like you, 22, be able to think there's a problem with lust?
I mean, it's enjoyable as it comes up. It's overpowering and it has enormous cost to yourself.
Overpowering?
Yeah.
Well, but people will say, what's wrong with being overpowered? Surrender to the passion, see where it leads you. Ride the waves of passion wherever it takes you.
No, it's just so expensive and temporary.
Expensive? What do you mean?
I meant to say, just for example, a hangover comes out, it's just an immediate plus you might pay for doing a good party, or broken up relationships, all sorts of things that we drag ourselves into because we just can't control ourselves.
But isn't the pain worth it all? Some pleasure, some pain. So, isn't that life? Isn't that life? You win some, you lose some. A bit of pleasure, a bit of pain.
It was a nightmare that sort of.
Nightmare?
Yeah.
She said such things. Don't you find sensual relief? Isn't that glorious? Isn't that the goal of life? Sensual relief? Isn't it lasting and fulfilling?
No.
And if it wasn't you with that girl, it would be some other guy, right? Sometimes it'll be you, right? Right? This is what's happening, so you want to be part of the world, no?
That was like being a mouse on a little pinwheel.
In what way?
I'm just thinking of the wheel of karma that puts us to pleasure, right?
Karma? Why do you think about all that kind of stuff? Just live for the moment. What makes you think there's karma?
I don't know, it seems very evident.
So here you are, a young man of 22, ruining all your possibilities for enjoyment and you're thinking about karma.
Just let what happens happen.
Isn't that a satisfying way to live? What do you think? Isn't that satisfying? Whatever happens, happens. Why worry about it?
I think you're playing devil's advocate.
He's a young man of 22. Shouldn't he be out just carousing and having a good time? What do you think? Should he be depriving himself of the worldly pleasures that are so important? Isn't he too young to be so serious?
Mm-hmm.
You think so? Too young to be so serious? What should he be doing?
Getting it out of his system.
Getting it out of his system. Can you please explain that one? That's what you did, huh? Did you get it out of your system? Why not? You told him you should get it out of his system. Did you try that when you were 22? I'm just going to get it out of my system. I'm going to do everything. Is that what you did?
I'm sure I did.
Really? Mm-hmm. I thought back in your generation it was, you know, more conservative, no? How long ago were you 22?
Not 10.
20 years ago.
This
is 20 years ago, what's that? We'll say 20 years ago, that's 1984. Things are still pretty calm here in New Zealand, then, weren't they? No? So, did you try getting it out of your system when you were 22?
I'm sure I did.
Did it go out of your system?
Oh, that's a good question. after a while.
What went out? Just the wildness?
Yeah.
But are you sure it went out or it just changed its form and mutated?
Certainly it got some things behind.
And changed too?
Yeah, changed behavior too.
What I see is that people will give up one kind of addiction and just change to another kind. Mm. Addicted to television. People are addicted to having relationships.
Consciousness.
That is the best addiction. Wait, right? Sorry, folks.
I haven't experienced enough of it yet to comment.
Well, you have to try more.
Yeah. That drugs as well.
Yes. They won't charge you. Yes, when I started my Krishna consciousness 32 years ago, the motto was, stay high forever. That was the attractive thing. When you wanted to encourage someone to be Krishna conscious back in the early 70s, you just give them that motto, this is how to stay high forever. Well, yes, it's the best thing to be addicted to Krishna. And naturally, the more you find out about Krishna, the more you become addicted. Can we have some air in here? So, it's a good point you made about getting out of your system. Actually, it's not possible to get it out of your system. The basic problems are there. It's okay. The basic problems of lust and fear, they don't go out of your system just by trying to burn yourself out. There's some bogus spiritual teachers who say like that you cannot get to the higher self until you fully burn out the lower self. So, if you burn out your lower self, then automatically, boom, your higher self appears. What do you think? No. It's all book.
It's all. It really is trying that.
You try it?
Yeah.
Did you try that too?
Sure, I did.
So did the higher self automatically appear?
No.
Anyone else? Try that to burn out the lower self?
Yeah. A couple of times, yeah.
Yeah. And did your higher self just suddenly appear?
No.
Did your higher self appear?
Kind of so much.
Now, the more you get into your lower self, the more the lower self becomes dominant. Mm. And so, very quickly, you become enveloped in darkness. You actually start to become deranged, in case you didn't notice. You start to become mad. Soon you just don't even care anymore. I don't know what's going on. I don't care. No one knows anyway. Anyone who says they know, they're lying. And then you just lose yourself in intoxication, which makes things even worse. So if you can figure this out at 22, you're doing pretty good. I was also 22 when I started thinking. No, I started thinking about these things before. Actually, I started thinking about them when I was, I think, 5 years old. But I didn't really get it all figured out until I was 22. So it's a good time. You just finished school, right?
Starting to shift schools now.
Ah.
Just 3 weeks left.
3 weeks left, then.
Yeah.
And you're not caught in any relationships, right? You're not in the party scene anymore. Right, so you're at a good space in your life for making some radical transformations for the better. What do you think?
Yeah, I think so.
That's what I did when I was 22. I had just finished university. I had a few entanglements. I had to deal with. But, I was 21, turning 22. I decided I've got to quickly figure out what's going on. Otherwise, if I make a wrong move, I could be just washed away until I'm 65. You been thinking about that?
I'm a bit,
yeah. It's like you stick one foot into a mad rushing river and you can be just swept away. Mm. So I wanted to think carefully before sticking my foot into the river.
What was the big deal about being washed away until you were 65?
Waste your whole life being illusioned and entangled.
But you've still got life up at 65 to be enlightened in.
But I considered myself to be a pleasure lover who always had to have the best pleasure. So to waste 45 years not having the best pleasure, I couldn't settle for that.
If it's the best pleasure, would it be, well, expressed in a temporal sense, or just one tiny second of that best pleasure? Wouldn't that be enough to make up for 45 years of wasted life?
Nah. Oh. You're not a real pleasure lover. I always had to have the best of every moment. I couldn't tolerate that there was a moment passing when I wasn't having the best pleasure. So therefore I had to figure it all out. So I was always analyzing everything. What's the real pleasure in this? How long is this going to last? Think that's unnatural?
No, I think it's quite natural.
Okay. So what conclusion have you come to?
You're more than welcome to analyze pleasure in that way.
You?
Sorry?
You yourself, what do you do?
Experience things, try and do a lot of different things all the time. Some of them are good and some of them aren't so enjoyable, but all of them are experienced, and from everything you build and you grow and you learn.
And what do you learn?
Life experience and philosophy and different ways to approach things. you wanted a specific sentence of what you learn, I think it would vary from person to person, and it'd be incredibly arrogant to try and sum things up like that in such a short, tiny period of time.
Period of time is?
Whatever you like. A minute, an hour, an evening even. This is an entire life's philosophy you're trying to sum up, and I haven't reached that point yet.
Very easy. Would you like to know?
Yeah.
Okay. This is explained by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. You have four big problems.
Okay, yeah.
That you share with everyone.
Yeah.
Birth, death, disease, and old age. Now, how are you going to solve those four problems? Because no matter what you say your philosophy is or what you supposedly learned, you have to cope with these things.
I've already dealt with being born, so that's a good start.
This time, in this life. But then there's your future birth.
Yeah, and I've got over it quite a lot this time, so possibly I'll be okay next time. But let me know.
So you can feel that there's a possibility that you'll be born again. Yes?
So just assume I do for the sake of the debate, I think.
No, not debate. I don't have to be too.
Be casual chat, whatever.
So, what to do about your birth, your death, your old age, and disease. These are the four.
I don't see birth as being a problem. I see it as being a doorway to something wonderful.
What is that wonderful thing?
Life.
But life can be had in any species.
Yeah.
Plants, trees.
Do you have memories of your previous life?
Me in particular?
Yeah.
Sometimes that's not very important.
See, I don't have memories of being trees and flies and fish, and I kind of like to get
it. Kind of what?
I'd love to be able to experience life in different bodies.
But you're assuming that you have the same amount of consciousness that you have now.
No, I'm not.
Okay, so then, when you say experience, that's dependent on your level of consciousness.
Well, there's only one level of being in the spirit, surely, is there's only one spirit that travels from body to body.
Oh.
And surely that's always going to be conscious on a certain level, just aside from the body?
No. No.
No?
No. This is why you need to read Bhagavad Gita. There you'll see that it's so that the spirit soul itself is eternally full consciousness.
This is what I mean, yeah.
Full bliss and knowledge. But it's a bit of a problem that you have this temporary material body, which doesn't allow a full expression of your spiritual potency.
But it can do at times when you're in proper Krishna consciousness.
That's another thing.
Surely you can reach that as a tree or a fish.
No, no. You can, but it's very rare. Because those species don't have the development.
Come on, you've got
your body. Those species don't have the developed consciousness. Therefore, you don't see cats sitting here and listening and participating in the discussion.
I've seen some very philosophical looking cats. I don't know, I've never been a cat before. I don't know.
That you can remember.
Oh, that's it, yeah.
Do you remember your birth?
It's a bit of a closed argument saying what it says in the case, but I don't. Sorry?
Do you remember your birth?
I don't know.
No. So, you may remember things, you may not remember things. That's not the proof that it didn't happen. Mm-hmm. So, as far as the Gita being a closed argument, I'm quoting Bhagavad Gita to you because at least I'd like that it be understood. There has to be a ultimate authority. I know that's not very popular these days. So, if you actually read Bhagavad Gita, you'll find that Krishna is not at all dogmatic. Krishna gives you knowledge and then gives you the techniques for realizing, for experience.
Cool, because there's no eternal damnation. Sorry, Karen.
Krishna also gives you the techniques for experiencing that knowledge. So it's all very fair. Now, it's up to you to decide Where are you going to get the most comprehensive knowledge for living your life in this world? That's up to you. Up to you to decide. It's very good you've come here. And gradually, if you keep coming, you'll become adjusted to the ways of a transcendentalist. That means someone who can see and experience beyond matter and the arrangements of matter. So there you go. Now, you're 22 years old. Some or other, you've shaken off the shackles of social conditioning. You're breaking out of the matrix of illusion. What are you going to do now? How long will this opening in the clouds last before illusion may descend upon you again? I don't think patience is so important as coming across the right kind of information and the right kind of techniques that will alter your life. How long have you been coming here for?
Fourth time?
Yes. Seems to be a good place.
Yeah.
Nice people, nice food. Yes. And you've already read the whole Bhagavad Gita. Just in four times. When did you start reading Bhagavad Gita?
About halfway through last year.
So, looks like your life is ready for some special transformations.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's good. Like I say, I started at 21 to 22. I was determined that I was not going to live this life uselessly, to die uselessly after having done what everybody else does and getting the same lack of results. I didn't want to do that. I just projected ahead and thought, what am I actually going to be doing? It's always going to be more of the same thing. What are the pleasures of material life? Basically, simply intoxication and gratifying your sexual appetite. That's basically the joy of material life. And then, what is the joy of your intellectual life? Reading so many different opinions, talking so many different opinions, and no one has any solutions. No one really has a real idea of what's going on. So I was determined that I've got to find the best thing, the best knowledge, the best process for entering the spiritual dimension. So in other words, if you really want to do something with your life, you have to be a little heroic, because all around you is going to be discouragement in terms of, why are you trying to do something different? Look what everybody else is doing. Why are you trying to wake up? Everyone's sleeping. So what if you don't know who you are? No one else does anyway, no one cares. That's the kind of society that you're residing in. So if you're going to do anything different, you're going to need some strong camaraderie, some strong association to take your life in a different direction. You realize that, right?
Yeah.
And also you're going to need the power of genuine spiritual practice. You're going to need the power of the Hare Krishna mantra to dispel the darkness and bring in the spiritual light. So if you'll take up the daily practice of chanting Hare Krishna, you'll feel that spiritual power beyond theory, beyond religious belief. And then you'll get the potency to make the necessary changes in your life. So what do you think about that?
I think I've felt some of that already.
Yeah, okay. So then, accelerate. Nothing to lose, everything to gain.
I think I've got a rest.
Nah, you've got to be determined to get the best. It's okay to be greedy about Krishna consciousness. Remember in your material experiences when you got a bit greedy? Yeah. Well, you don't have to give that up to be Krishna conscious. You just properly focus your greed on the right thing. So now is the real time to be greedy. How much Krishna consciousness can I have? You have that capacity in you for greed, yes? So now you apply it in perfection. Krishna consciousness is about greed in perfection. Sounds good, huh? Yeah. So now's not the time to hold back. Now's the time to become greedy. Alright, if this Krishna consciousness is really good, I'm going to take all I can get right now. That's how to have fun. What do you think? Yeah. You think you could do that?
Perhaps.
Yeah, you could. What you know about Krishna consciousness, become greedy about it. Greedy about chanting Hare Krishna, greedy about reading the books, greedy about taking the spiritual food, greedy about associating with other Krishna conscious persons. Yeah. That's the quickest way to break into the spiritual dimension. Just have a motivation based on greed. I'm gonna take it all and more. What do you think? You can do that, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I recommend it. There's nothing more beautiful than a greedy spiritual old lady. There's no law passed that you have to be modest and controlled about your Krishna consciousness. Now is the time to really let it all out. Go on a binge. That's it. Binge your Krishna consciousness. Yeah, your school year's ended, or you're on vacation, holidays till February or something.
Yeah.
So now's the time for a binge. Well, see, I'm teaching you how to have fun. Okay, no more school until February. No more chef's courses, learning how to cook dead bodies. Got the sauce on dead bodies. That's all finished for a few months. Now, I'm going to go on a Krishna conscious binge. That'd be exciting.
Do you have some there in this past, but it kind of faded?
No. We can teach you how it won't fade.
Okay.
Yeah. You just need good association. That's the important thing. You just try to do it on your own. Unless you're a very strong person, you will flicker in and out. But if you have good association of other Krishna conscious pleasure lovers, then you'll sustain. I think maybe you tried to do it on your own before.
Yeah.
That's, there's no harm in your trying. You gained, you did not lose. But if you want to sustain your immersion in Krishna conscious pleasure, then you need support from others. So now add that missing element and you'll take off. think about that. Dissatisfaction and satisfaction. What is dissatisfying about my life? What is satisfying? What do our other guests think? Oh, what is your name? Huh? Yeah?
Katya.
Katya. So, Katya. Yes, you're about 22?
I'm 18.
18, okay. So, how's it been? Satisfying? Boring?
At the moment, I'm very satisfied with my life.
Huh? Why that?
I just got to New Zealand 3 days ago.
From where?
From Canada, Ottawa. Since I've been here, I've seen so many beautiful things and met beautiful people and learned beautiful things and hope to become a more beautiful person.
How do you become a more beautiful person?
I think by learning more.
Learning what?
I'm not sure. I'm still figuring that out.
Oh, I see. So, what did you do that so enthralled you? And I'm sure all the New Zealanders are curious, you know. Oh, they're probably thinking, "Oh, we want to go to Canada, especially Toronto." Maybe not Ottawa; it's a bit too cold up there. But so, what did you find here that was so magical?
I guess it's like what you were talking about before. About I don't know if you're being sarcastic.
Never. I would never do that. I'm glad you understand. I would never do that.
But I'm taking what comes in my life and accepting it and finding so much beauty in everything.
Taking what comes. Like what, for example? I mean, you go out in the middle of what? Christchurch, Cathedral Square. Okay, I'm taking whatever comes. What do you do?
No, but my dad was walking down the street and I saw a sign for gazebos. And I walked in and I met all of these beautiful girls.
Yeah, that's special. I don't think they're so beautiful, then. Anyway. You've only seen them 2 years ago. Yes, they are beautiful, interesting. And so, I'm very happy that you recognize that, yes. Yeah. What did you see that was special about them?
I don't know. Lots.
Like what?
They all, I don't know them super well, but they all seem like very open and
open?
Honest people and very friendly and
that all? Really open, honest, and friendly?
Obsessed and
really upset?
Everything.
Everything?
They don't seem judgmental at all.
And so what did you feel inspired to do in their association? Well, I mean, you walked into Govinda's, you met these beautiful angels. And then, what were you inspired? I mean, you decided, let me come and see what they, you know?
Yeah.
So this is not your first time here.
No,
ah, right. So they inspired you to come here?
Yes.
Okay. So, you're 18. Now, what conclusions have you come to in your 18th year? I mean, what do you think life has offered you?
What has it offered you?
Yes. What significant things?
I don't know.
Or what do you hope for in the future then?
Suppose I hope to learn to know myself better, to figure out what I really want.
figure out what you really want. Do you have any idea right now about it?
No.
So then what do? If you don't know what you want, you just don't do anything during the day?
No, I meet people in my
life. If you don't know who you are, you don't know what you want, so why are you doing things? Isn't that dangerous? You don't know who you are, you don't know what you want, but still you're acting in so many ways, you're traveling all the way from Ottawa down to New Zealand, but you don't know who you are.
I'm supposed to find out.
So you're going to wander through the cities and mountains and beaches here, and who am I? Huh?
I don't know. How
do
you think I should go about it?
Me? You're asking me? I think just by the fact that you came here, you're doing pretty good. Otherwise, I don't know. I would recommend. How long are you here in Christchurch?
I'm not sure. I'm in New Zealand until next August.
I recommend you, since you appreciate these angels so much, I recommend that you try to pick up from them what's going on. Try to understand what attracted you to them. Beauty is in the eyes of the beholder, so you must have seen something that you want. Yes?
Yeah.
So what is that?
I don't know.
For an 18-year-old, you're doing great. Why aren't you attracted to just, you know, the usual scene that 18-year-olds get into?
No. No. I think I did it when I was younger and got bored.
What age?
Probably around 14.
14. You did all the party stuff and all this and that. And you got it. So you just... So when did you start thinking there must be something more than that?
I don't know. 16? 17? I think I always thought there was something more. I just accepted the thought of where I was.
Just because you didn't know anything better to do at the time. Yes, I also was like that. I could appreciate that. Okay, listen, I was thinking this was not so great, all these activities, but anyway, there's nothing else, so that's okay. Obviously, you have a desire for purity. Don't you think that's a bit unusual?
I don't know.
What do you think?
Yeah, I think so.
It's unusual.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that means you're going to really have to make a special effort to associate with those who share your same vision. How many people have you met who are attracted to purity?
Very few.
Right. So, since you have these spiritual instincts, and I'm quite sure you picked up on more than just, you know, they're open, they're not judgmental. What you're really picking up on is they're embodying your spiritual aspirations. Otherwise, you wouldn't be attracted. You want to live a pure life, and no one can demonstrate that to you. So that's what you're attracted to. So that's when you feel at 18, you're very fortunate. But now the question will be, how do you utilize your good fortune? So in other words, you've already, how long have you been in the country now?
3 days.
You've already stumbled on the best thing in New Zealand.
More than I hoped for.
Yeah, I can understand. So you should seriously pursue this. You should seriously look into this. Obviously you have a thirst, a longing for purity, which will not be satisfied by the mundane world. Of course, I must warn you, the guys aren't going to like this too much. You understand that, right? Huh?
I think I'm okay.
You've been through that already, huh? So, you should explore this discovery very deeply. If you're smart, you'll do that. You look like a smart young lady. What was your idea of that you were going to do when you went back to, I don't know, go to university or something like that?
I'd like to work alone in North America.
I just want to travel the world.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, I could save you some money. I've been on every continent of the world, and I'll tell you, it's basically different styles, but people do the same thing. I mean, really have the same problems everywhere. Better you try to understand what is Krishna consciousness. You didn't see too much of Krishna consciousness in the world, did you?
That's a little.
Yes, a little. There's a small center there.
Very small, yeah.
Oh, you've been here?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Non-violent Indian couple. Very nice lady. Her name is Shanti. I keep trying to get me to go there, but if I go to too many places, they get mad at me here. I've been gone for 5 months. I just returned a few days ago. So, I think you should really maximize your good fortune in making this discovery. You haven't seen creatures like these anywhere else, so it must mean that you want to be like that. Yes, it is a very extraordinary thing to lead a pure life based on pure knowledge. There's nothing better to try for in life. So I hardly recommend that you pursue this interest fully. How does that sound? Yeah. If you're going to gamble, gamble on Krishna. If you win big, right? You won't lose, but even if you think you might lose, you've lost so many times in life already, what's another loss? You won't lose them. That's my recommendation. You have some plan to travel all around the country?
No.
No?
I have no plan.
No? You just got off the plane and no plan. Okay, yeah. Now you should start making plans how to pursue your discovery. Okay?
That's what I'll do.
Yeah, smart. Sometimes you go around the country, you see some mountains, you see some beaches. Mm-hmm. Yeah. After a while you get lonely, right? Right? And then even though you heard it all from the guys since you were 14 because you're lonely, you know, right? Yeah? You go to a club and then start drinking with you. Did you go to a club at 18? Yeah. It's, you know, and then, you
know. I don't know that.
Ah.
I don't know that. No, I
do. You don't drink. No. You don't drink, right? Alcohol. No vices, right?
Try not to.
No drugs, no alcohol.
No, not for touching you.
No boyfriends.
No.
You're ready, so you're ready to be Christian Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
Ha ha ha. So you have to understand how material nature works. Even though you're tired of all those things, just by the fact that you're lonely, wandering around the country, you know. You're not an island, you have to socialize with someone. So therefore, better you surround yourself with the best kind of association. So that's what I think you should do. Do you expect that this was going to happen to you when you got on the plane?
No.
You had no plan, just... Now here you are. So, don't make any plans to go anywhere else? And who else do we have here? All familiar faces. Yes?
My name is Rapish.
I know you. No,
My name is Krishna.
Where are you from?
Well, I've been living in Russia for 5 years. But I was born in India, Bombay.
So you're finding Krishna consciousness interesting?
Yeah, I've been doing it from the home.
And so now you're picking it up again?
Yeah, you kind of lost it, maybe.
Yes. Got overwhelmed by the material situation. Alright, so it's good you started again. And how do you plan to push on in your Krishna consciousness?
Chant as much as I can, yeah.
Yes. You like chanting?
Yeah.
That will do it for you. See, if you do like he's doing, really get into the chanting, that will make your Krishna consciousness very easy. But you have to have good association to do that. Just like you realize. What is your name again?
Katya.
It's like Katya's realized. She's seen the possibilities of inspiring association, right? She's understanding. She wants something better to do in life than just listen to all the foolish lies the guys tell her. Right? It's all just a ruse, right? So how old are you when you realize that?
Probably a month ago.
Oh, someone broke your heart, so you decided to jump on the airplane and get away, huh?
Nothing wrong with
escaping.
I don't like running away.
If you're running away from something dangerous, no problem. Yeah. Some kind of a month ago, some dreams collapsed. It happens to everybody in this world. Someone disappointed you very much. You thought you were the only one. But all the guys know about that one. That's the whole point, right? To make her think she's the only one, right? These guys are different here, you know. You used to do that, make them think they were the only one. Well, you gotta do that, right? In order to go on with your program, right? In order to achieve the male program, they have to, you know, they just trip on you. You didn't know that?
I guess I didn't want to admit it.
You think they were what? Just like they had all had charitable motives? Don't you know? how the men talk, you know, amongst themselves about their conquests. You ever overheard them do that?
No.
Okay, educational experience. So it's good you realize these things at 18. Basically, what I hear you saying is that you think there's more than just bodily existence and the demands of the body, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's very good. It's true, there is. You can't believe that your whole life is just going to be on the bodily platform, right? That's good. So now, you take up the techniques for reviving your spiritual identity, reviving your Krishna consciousness. We've had travelers come here before, and their whole life goes in a different direction. So, you're doing a very good thing. And you're probably thinking that one day you will want to marry, but where will you find a guy who doesn't lie? Good question. Yeah, that's a very good question. They're forced to act that way because they're just puppets of illusion. It's the male pride, but actually there's nothing to be proud about for them. They're just prisoners of their conditioning, you understand? And then you're facilitating their illusion, right? Because you have your own illusions, right?
Yeah.
And so two illusions meeting together just produce more illusion. Now, what does someone do if you're not going to live that kind of life? That's what you were thinking. So when you saw these ladies, you were inspired. Hey, there is a different way to live, right? Very good. That's smart. Very, very intelligent. Very good. Let's stick around. You'll learn a lot. Basically, we're looking to see, looking at ourselves to see, do we have the capacity to make a change, a meaningful change, or we just want to go on the way we are? Now, I sense that a lot of you don't want to go on the way you are, or the way you have been. You don't, right? You don't, right? You don't, right? You're not sure. Briefly speaking. Probably. What about you? Do you want to go on the way you are now?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
No changes?
Maybe a little less on the alcohol. But
then just a little less.
A little less, yeah.
You don't want to get rid of it completely.
No.
It has a purpose, right?
No.
Why do you drink it then?
Oh, it's been a time filler for the last year.
Time filler? Meaning you don't know what to do with time, huh?
Yeah.
Why is that?
I've been at South Pole, Antarctica, for the last year.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it really was a time filler.
Drinking out of this beer. Yeah. And applying the alcohol, right?
Yeah.
A lifesaver, huh?
Yeah. Well, yeah, we work too. time.
You work and you drink, and you work and you drink.
That was it for about a year. Anyways, I've enjoyed myself.
How?
How?
Yeah.
Oh, I met some great people down there. I got a... Yeah, it's not often that you get to be put in a confined situation for as long as like 9 months. It's not really a prison, and no bars. So, yeah, it was a good experience.
What did you learn?
I'm still trying to figure that out.
Okay, let me know when you do.
It'll be a long time.
I agree with you. So now you're in Christchurch for a while?
Not until Tuesday.
All right. And thanks.
Then I'm off to the beach on Hawaii for a while.
What are you going to do there?
Nothing.
Nothing? Lay on the sand?
Exactly.
Not going to drink or smoke or anything?
Probably not.
Just going to lay on the sand?
Yeah, pretty much. Walk around the hills.
Alone?
Yeah. We'll see. There's the plan.
Right, right, right. That's what I was telling you about today. It doesn't work out that way. In this world of illusion, you always have to bump into some illusion, you know? So if you don't want that kind of life, you have to take some steps to protect yourself. You have to decide, I don't want that kind of life. I want a different kind of life. And then take the steps, the drastic steps necessary to protect your spiritual ambitions. How's that sound? That's a smart way to do things. It's a sign of intelligence to be dissatisfied about material life. But then, to simply be dissatisfied is not the goal. The goal is to develop spiritual satisfaction. Yes, the more you are exhausted by material life, the easier it will be for you to take up spiritual life. But still, spiritual life is not simply being dissatisfied with material life. Spiritual life has its own attractions. Krishna consciousness has its own stimulation. So the more that you can participate in Krishna consciousness, the more your positive spiritual inclinations will awaken. And that's really the best thing to achieve in life. But it's so difficult to do these days without good association. So difficult. So this is like a support group here for those who want to walk out of illusion into reality. Sounds okay to you? Yeah. There are nice girls here too, huh? He noticed. Sure. Just a bit different. They're trying to learn how to use their femininity for constructive purposes rather than destructive purposes. And the men also are trying to learn how to use their masculinity in a way that doesn't destroy society and destroy themselves. I think that's what you were concerned with. Fear and lust overpowering you, making you become so ingenuine. Under the control of fear and lust, you say so many lies, you manipulate, you know, right? That's what you can't stand. Watch yourself manipulate because you're pressured by fear and lust, right? And that's good, you have integrity. Most people wouldn't care. So I think you're going to have to understand something that probably Caps has already understood. You're not going to find too many people in the world like you, in case you haven't noticed. So either you're going to have to change and be like most people, or you're going to have to find the special persons who share your vision. Those are your choices. Same for you. Either you change, lose all your scruples, just get back into it like when you were 14. No way, right? Or find persons who, those special persons who can inspire you according to your highest spiritual ideals. But you can't be alone. You won't last alone. You've got to go one way or the other. Do you understand? All right. So some of you are on the edge of a lot of extraordinary things happening in your life, I can see. What about you? Your time has come? Time for action?
Probably.
Yeah, I think so too. How long have I been seeing you here for?
Mm-hmm.
A year? Or
years?
Years, yeah. Finally, you're ready to get going, huh? When did I first meet you? What year?
I used to go around to the Temple and National Square in 83.
Yeah. How old were you then? So I can sneak that one by you. Why didn't you, at that time, take up your spiritual development?
I did partially. I guess life was just too busy.
With what?
Other things.
And now you can see that you have to put your Krishna consciousness first. Yes. Very good. So what do you think, Katya? Are you going to wait this long? Of course, many people will say, come on, girl, you can feel, you're young, you know, there's so many things you can do. What would you say then?
I'm here now.
Yes?
I'm going to start now.
Yes. Learn how to chant Hare Krishna, study the books, develop your spiritual intelligence. That's what I recommend for you. Don't be an ordinary girl. The world is full of ordinary girls. In case you haven't noticed, huh? Has it helped, the fact that the world is full of ordinary girls?
I don't think so.
Nah. And certainly the world being full of ordinary men hasn't helped. You know, the ones who tell you you're the only one. Actually, they don't understand, they're hurting themselves. They think it's a conquest to gain, but they're actually hurting themselves. They're ruining their own sense of integrity, self-respect. But they think, you know, conquest. Conditioning. So it's good that you've realized the value of this very wonderful association you've discovered. But just stick around and go with it, see where it leads you. Christchurch is a nice, peaceful city. If you want to go out into nature, you know, it's right nearby. All right, we're going to have a little chanting. Maybe you should have been playing. And you're going to play with that.